tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world. And I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left.
Yeah. welcome, Hope Show listeners. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me here on the Hope Show today. I hope all of you have had a very blessed week. Well, we got through the mini-series of the Armor of God, and now we are moving on to a different topic. But it sort of ties in with the mini-series, at least it does for me. Sometimes God gives me messages to share with you folks, but I truly believe that sometimes they are meant for me as well. Maybe it's something that I need to hear too. And this has kind of been the case for today's message. God is so good to us all the time, and He only wants the very best for each of us. He sacrificed His only Son so that we might be reconciled with Him after the fall of Adam and Eve. That's huge. That shows how much God truly loves us, and He loves us unconditionally. Do you remember what I said about the $50 bill last week? Well, if you missed last week, let me paraphrase it for you. You can have this crisp $50 bill, and you can wad it up in your hand into a tiny ball, and then you can unfold it, and it's still a $50 bill. You can throw it in a mud puddle, and when you bring it out of that mud puddle, all dirty and filthy, it's still a $50 bill. It still holds its value no matter what you do to that $50 bill. And as babies, we are kind of like that too. We start out brand new, and we are clean, innocent. We haven't experienced anything yet, but then life happens. We get kicked around, figuratively speaking, I hope. We sin, and we get dirty. We suffer loss, and things get messy in our life. But even though life happens to each and every one of us in different ways, and it can impact us all in many different profound ways, our value doesn't change in God's eyes. We are still as valuable to Him at 45 years old, 10 years old, 80 years old, and a lifetime of bad choices under our belt. But we are still as valuable as we were when we were first born. God is into second chances, and sometimes third and fourth. It is never too late to repent from all the past mistakes, no matter how bad you think you have messed up. And ask God to come into your life and let Him be your Savior, your everything, your all. If you ask forgiveness, God will give it. Now that doesn't mean ask for forgiveness one day for a certain mistake and then purposely go back out and do it tomorrow. And then ask for forgiveness again and then go out and repeatedly do this over and over again. If you ask God to come into your heart, if you ask His forgiveness, if you ask Him to be your Lord and Savior, you have to make every attempt to live by God's laws and try not to sin. We all sin, and we all fall short of the glory of God. Just because you become a Christian does not mean that you will stop sinning automatically. It does not mean that you will not face any more hardships, and from that moment on that your life will suddenly become easy. But it does mean that you will have the power of the Father to fight back. And it does mean that you will do everything in your power to live as God has instructed you to live. But just as there is a God, there is a devil. There is the constant battle of good versus evil in this world. It is a spiritual power struggle in our mind. It is a war. Any time the devil sees that you are drawing nearer and nearer to God, he will try to stop you. He will lie to you in any way that he can to make you believe that whatever he says is the truth. He will even use your friends and family as stumbling blocks to get to us, to make us sin, to draw us away from God. Have any of you ever experienced that firsthand? It is said that the nearer that you draw closer to the Lord, the harder the devil will try to keep you from doing so. As a believer, you will be targeted by the devil, and he will make his attack any time he can, when you are least expecting it. The devil knows that he cannot destroy you. The best he can do is to make sure your time on this earth as inconvenient, disruptive, destructive, unproductive, and discouraging as he possibly can. The devil will cause discord and disharmony, and it will threaten your most valuable relationships if you allow him to do so. All you have to do is let your guard down in some area of your life, and that is all the invitation that the devil needs to enter your mind and start causing problems. Today's message is about inner healing. But before I go any farther, let us bow our head in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with praise and thanksgiving in our heart. We are so grateful for your word, for your instruction, for your unconditional love, grace, and mercy. We are so grateful that we can come to you, and at all times, you are our ultimate Father, our rock, our provider, our comforter, our healer. Thank you, Father, for being our refuge and strength and ever-present help during times of trouble. You are Lord of all in our life. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you come against any strongholds, demonic influences, spiritual attacks, and bondages that your children are faced with today. We believe you have the power and strength to conquer the darkest enemy, break the strongest barrier, and silence the greatest deceiver. Send your mighty warriors to fight whatever battle we might be facing right now. Dear Heavenly Father, please shine your light upon each one of us. Free us. Give us peace. And pull us back from the enemy's grip. We surrender our lives, our jobs, our homes, our children and our family to you. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel and may the words that you want to come out through me, and that we would each draw closer to you. And we thank you in advance for these answered prayers and for what you are about to do for us. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. Thank you all for joining me in this moment of prayer. So let's begin. How many of you feel as if you have come under more spiritual and emotional attack since we started this 6-week mini-series on the armor of God back in August? I have felt as if I have. I'm going to give you a peek into the window of my life for a moment, because I feel as if maybe my story will relate with one of you in the listening audience. I have been struggling with a relationship issue in my family since Labor Day weekend, last month. It is not with my spouse, my children, my grandchildren, or even with my mother, but it is with someone who is very important to me, with someone whom I have always been especially close to all of my life, someone that I have always looked up to, someone whom I love very much. Their opinion has always mattered to me. But since Labor Day weekend, week after week, I have come on the radio giving the message that I believe God has wanted me to speak on, but all the while, I've been struggling with this issue in my own life that has nearly rendered me unable to even do these weekly messages. I will be completely honest with you. My heart has just not been in it. My heart has been so heavy. I have felt like a hypocrite sharing a message with you when my own life is messy and complicated. But despite of my emotional and spiritual struggles of the past month, I knew that the devil was clearly at the center of my negative emotional feelings. The devil was inside my head, trying to get me to give up. The devil was trying to make me give up on God, trying to make me feel as if I was less of a Christian because of the circumstances circling the struggle that I'm going through. The devil tried to make me give up on my weekly messages, making me feel as if I was not qualified to continue doing these messages, to give up on all my other important relationships, to give up on things that I've always enjoyed doing. I have been a real hot mess this past month, folks. But praise God, I recognize that it is the devil's attacks of me that are making me feel so not like myself. So, please, prayer warriors, if you could lift me up in your prayers this week and beyond, and lift my situation up in your prayers for relationship healing and for peace and for strength, I would so greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. The Lord had His body broken and bruised for our healing. We have a lot of people who need healing. There are different types of healing. There are physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional healings, just to name a few. They may sometimes seem impossible, but it is not impossible with the Lord's help. We need to claim the healing and live in the healing that the Lord purchased for you and I. I cannot even imagine trying to heal from the different circumstances that I've went through in my own life by myself without God's help. For the unbeliever, where does their help come from? For too many years, I did try to do things on my own. And friends, life was so much harder. Despairing. Seemingly hopeless. But once I turned my life over to God, things are not always easy. But they are better. So much better. Because I know I have God. And with Him, anything is possible. In Romans 8:31, the Bible says, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" God always provides for our needs. Sometimes it would appear to be the most unlikely of ways, but God takes care of us. In Isaiah 61:1-3, the Bible talks about, "The Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor." I want to try to give you a visual for a moment, folks. I want you to imagine two different people. One of them represents Jesus Christ. He is wearing purple, which is an indication of royalty, and he's holding the crown. Let's just use our imagination for a moment. The other person represents all of humanity. Now let's switch gears for a moment, and I want you to think about yourself for a moment. I want you to think back a little ways, maybe yesterday, maybe a few weeks ago, to today. I want you to think about positive and negative things that have gone on in your life. And when you do this, we see that we all have highs and lows in our life, right? So, let's itemize a few of those highs and lows and attach an emotion to them. How we felt with each high and low. When we itemize them, we see that the lows carry a much larger burden on our shoulders. They are negative emotions, and they are very hard to bounce back from. The highs are lighter, positive emotions, and it's easier to fall back off of the highs. It's easy to be high one moment and low the next when things happen. Am I right? You can be so excited and happy one minute, and the next, you could get a phone call or a visit from someone, and all of a sudden, your joy disappears. It really can happen just that fast. And it happened just that fast with me. And it started with a text message. And it started the spiral into negative thinking that I've experienced this past month. We have all experienced that. We all have feelings, and we all experience them, and experience them in different ways. We may feel like we are all alone sometimes, but we are not. What I want you to try to do this coming week is try to allow yourself to feel okay with whatever is going on in your life. Give yourself permission to be okay, whether you are in a group, whether you are somewhere by yourself, or just hanging out with another individual, perhaps a friend. Because no matter who you are with, or if you are by yourself, I want you to know that God is always with you. It is our job to put God first in our life, always. But when we are experiencing the lows, we should be drawing closer to Him and not pulling further away from Him. In Joshua 1:9, the Bible states, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." This is the first step in wrapping yourself in the beauty of the Lord. He offers us salvation, but it is up to us to accept it. In Romans 10:9, the Bible states, "If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved." Friends, we need to trade in our ashes, our filthy rags, for a crown. Our ashes are our negative emotions that we may have experienced in the past during those low times. And at times we may feel numerous things, perhaps all at once. We may feel rejected, limited, a failure, no confidence to do what we feel called to do. We may feel disappointment. We may feel loss. We may be afraid of being a stumbling block to someone else. We may feel discouraged or have low self-esteem. Those are some real feelings. Those are some heavy feelings that can cause a heavy weight to descend upon our shoulders. These ashes multiply in our life. They do not define us, but we allow them to hold us in bondage as if they do define us. They weigh us down. These ashes also get into our eyes, and it makes it hard to see the blessings of the Lord. Our vision becomes clouded to the beauty of the Lord in our life. And you may ask yourself, where is the beauty of the Lord when everything is going wrong? If you have accepted the Lord as your Savior, then you already have His righteousness working in your life for a resolution for what's wrong right now. Upon that note, I'm going to go ahead and stop here, and I'm going to take a short break. And I want you to think on these things for just a moment, and we will continue after these songs.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen, I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you.
Just tuning in, or if the message is really speaking to you, perhaps you have a friend in mind, then please, later on today or some other time at your convenience, go to www.shaziz.net. Either listen to what you have missed, or just share it with someone and just bless someone. Before the break, we were talking about strongholds that burden us and weigh us down, just deplete us. And you know, the devil is at the very center of all these negative emotions that you and I experience. The devil works double time to keep us from drawing nearer to God. He even uses family and friends to get to us, to cause us to stumble. This is because the devil knows what our weaknesses are. He lurks around seeking to devour and destroy. And how better to do that than to stalk us, to study us, our habits, our weaknesses. Before the break, we were talking about turning beauty into ashes, how the ashes can get into our eyes, clouding the beauty of the Lord in our life from us. And I asked the question that is probably on some of your lips, where is the beauty of the Lord when everything is going so wrong? And the answer to that question was that if you have accepted the Lord as your Savior, then you already have His righteousness working in your life for a resolution for whatever problem is going on right now. So if you have nothing else, you have that as a starting point. In 2 Timothy 4:8, the Bible states, "Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for His appearing." So what about our ashes? We have these negative feelings, these bad experiences, and we have all these ashes. So what happens to them? In Genesis 3:17-18, the Bible states, "And to Adam he said, because you have listened to your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field." The Roman soldiers took thorns and thistles, and they braided them together to make a crown that Jesus wore. Jesus took the curse that God placed on this earth because of sin, rebellion, and treason from Adam, and He placed it on Jesus. Now remember in the very beginning of the message when I asked you guys to imagine the two different people, one representing Jesus and the other representing humanity? The crown that was braided with thistles and thorns was on the person who represented humanity, all of us. But God took it from our heads and placed it on His sons. This crown represents all of our ashes, our sins, our experiences, our low self-esteem, all of our problems that we have. Friends, we sit around asking ourselves, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And we tell ourselves, we can't do this, we can't do that, we just can't. We lack the ability, you fill in the blanks. But for whatever reason we say, we can't do it. But Jesus comes up and says, I'm going to give you my crown of righteousness, and I'm going to take your curse, and I'm going to carry your curse. Jesus Christ took the curse that was placed on this earth and bore it for each and every one of us. We cannot earn God's favor, but He takes our sadness, our depression, our bad experiences, and makes us into beautiful kings and queens. He turns our ashes to beauty. We need to trade in our sorrows for praise. Remember in Isaiah 61:3, the Bible talks about the oil of joy instead of sadness. We must verbalize our joy in the Lord and give up those negative feelings that we have been holding onto and that have been holding us back for so long. Friends, life is short and life is precious. Relationships are precious. Each of us have an unknown amount of limited days on this earth. So don't let the devil rob you of your joy, of all the goodness that God intended for each of us. John 17:13 states, "I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them." Jesus came to take from us, each of us, our sin, our dirty, tattered, and torn, unrighteous garments, not so that we could keep living in sorrow and despair, but so that we could rise above all of that and be made righteous and holy, being filled with joy and prosperity. Jesus came to give us his riches in exchange for our rags. That is huge. This is the kind of God we serve that would be willing to do this because he loves us. But we have a part to play in all of this too. We can sit wearing the robe of righteousness and that beautiful crown. And you know what? Even for all of that, we can still sit holding our heads down in defeat. And we can still say, I just can't do that, Lord. I have this or I have that coming up. You just don't understand. You don't know. I can't. I just can't. But Jesus looks back at us and says, you can. Get up. Rise. Hold your head high. Because I say you can. I gave you everything. You can do this. So we have a choice to make, friends. Are we going to live in the riches, the liberty, the freedom God has given us? Or are we going to stay clothed in riches or have the mind of a poor man, thinking this or that is beyond me? Or are we going to keep denying Jesus altogether? Three different choices, three different paths. In Isaiah 61:10, the Bible states, I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Are we going to accept all of what God offers us, or are we going to throw it all away? Jesus gave us all. But we have to praise him in spite of what we see, knowing there's a crown laid up for us in heaven, knowing that we will wear the spotless garments of the redeemed. But we have to live like that right now. We have to believe and live like we are on the winning side. We cannot let the devil have a foothold into our minds. We cannot allow him to access any part of us. We must stay on guard, vigilant, and not be led astray by his deceit. We cannot allow the devil to tear our families and our relationships with others down. We all need one another. We all need God's salvation. Leave no brother or sister behind. I always say that. And if there is a person in your life that you are struggling with, pray for them. That is the best thing that you can do for them. Pray that God would open their heart, their eyes, and work a divine miracle in their lives. But as for you, you keep living for God and let God take care of whatever is going on in your life. The worldview is to take care of things yourself, by whatever means necessary. But that is not God's way. And God is the final judge. Let God do his job in your life and in the lives of others. We have to believe what we read in the Word is true. We have to praise God. It is the only way. We can read the Bible. We can hear all kinds of things that are of good influence on us. We can think positive. But if the Bible does not come out of us in the way we live our life, what good is it doing us? We can fill the inside, but if it does not come out, we are still basically the poor person in rags who has got cleansed on the outside, but is not allowing the cleansing on the inside to go all the way through. Jesus has given us everything. We need to live as we were meant to. The Lord is so good to us. We don't deserve His goodness, but His mercies and grace are fresh and new every day. Won't you take God's gift? The devil does not want you to receive salvation. He does not want you to accept God's gift. The devil prefers that you do not accept God's gift because his plans for you mean only torture. Everyone else in this world, they are not looking out for your best interest either. Most of the people in this world do not care if you succeed or not. But with God, it is a huge difference. What God wants for us and what the devil wants for us are two very different things. God wants us to give up our ashes, give Him our ashes. And He wants to give us His beauty and glory in return. The devil just wants victory over you and I, so that he can say that God lost another soul to him. We need help from the Lord to let go of those things that are weighing us down. We need to hand over to God the pieces of our broken heart and welcome His gift. In spite of past experiences, we can ask God to come into our lives, and He will. His mercies are new every day. We need to let go of the past and live for God. Our future, our very future, depends on it. Jesus didn't die a horrible death on that cross so that we could continue living as we always have. Living in the past. Living poor of spirit. Living without. Living in sin. Living tortured in our mind. Living without our family and friends because of destroyed relationships. Friends, I hope today's message has been a blessing to you. I have been living with a relationship issue for this past month, and it has been holding me down and holding me back. But I want something better for each of you. God is working on me. I'm a work in progress. He is the potter and I am the clay. I just have to let Him do His job. I have to give all burdens to Him, cast them at His feet, and don't pick them up. Don't pick them back up, no matter how tempting it may seem. Pray over my situation and have complete faith and trust that God is currently working all things out for my good. And you have to do that for yourself also. We each have a journey. Let us go in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, for your message. Please go with each of us, as we have our own battles to fight. We ask for your unbreakable protection to surround all of our parts, mind, body, heart, and soul, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. Hold us in your arms and keep us in your strength. Help us to never lose sight of you and all that you have done and continue to do for us. Assist us in taking all the negative thoughts captive and tearing down all of our strongholds. Give us a victor mentality instead of a victim mentality. It is so easy to believe the devil's lies sometimes and to feel defeated. But you are our strong tower, our rock, Lord, and it is you that we trust. We give you all the praise and the glory because we know the one, you, who blesses us. And we know the one who means to tear us down. Please, Lord, help us to discern your voice, your guidance. We thank you in advance for our answered prayers, and in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, Amen. God bless each and every one of you for joining me here today. I look forward to joining all of you again next week. Same time, same place. I love each and every one of you. Take care.
head down tonight. Take a rest from the fight. Don't try to figure it out. Just listen to what I'm whispering to your heart. 'Cause I know this is not anything like you thought the story of your life was gonna be. And it feels like the end has started closing in on you, but it's just not true. There's so much of the story that's still yet to unfold. And this is going to be a glory. This world and your heart has been to show His glory and His grace, forever revealing the depth and the beauty of His unfailing love. And the story has only begun, and this is going to be the glorious unfolding. Just you wait and see, and you will. Of heaven.
everything. Every hour, every minute, every second, he's always been in it. Don't let a shadow of a doubt take hold. Started in you, yeah, he's gonna finish.
You put that hunger in your heart.